But you guys have been a breath of fresh air to me. You've been an answer to prayer, and you have changed my life tremendously. I can't even put into words what you've done to change my life. You have no idea. I'm sorry.
Wow, no.
Hey.
This is magical.
Hey there, this is Kim Claver, and today I'm going to play you a few moments of a recording from the after effects of the cadaver calling challenge. That's something that we do for people who are afraid to call people, afraid to talk to strangers, messed it all up talking to their war market. And so we give people a chance to team up and call local strangers, all free. I mean, there's no charge for any of the leads, as many as you want. People team up, they get help with their scripts, they get a script book, you get a calling partner, and we do it 5 days in a row, and we have daily check-ins. So everybody is learning how to do this together and overcoming all the fears that most people have about calling anybody on the phone about their business. And this is at the end of a week of doing this for a gal, and I wanted you to hear what's happened to her from the beginning to the end. It's just a few moments, but this is her story. Are you ready? Oh, P.S. If you're inspired to do a cadaver calling challenge, then go to cadavercallingchallenge.com and you can sign up for the next one. We have them running probably once a month or so. So when you go to that form, cadaver, C-A-D-A-V-E-R, calling, C-A-L-L-I-N-G, challenge, C-H-A-L-L-E-N-G-E.com. So cadavercallingchallenge.com. It will show you what the next one is. All right? Now, back to the story.
If you remember your before and your after being today, tell everybody what you were like when you did day one and what you feel like today and what this has done for you.
I do remember my before.
Don't forget it. It's important.
Yeah, I remember. I knew I had to, the first day, you know, you guys were texting on Facebook and wanted to pair everybody up, and I didn't say a word because I was afraid someone was going to pair me up with a stranger, and I did not want to do that. But I made my calls all by myself, and then I got on the phone, and then you guys found out I didn't have a buddy. So then I got
I probably on. Found out came after you because I
yes.
remember calling you.
Yes.
Dude, you need to have a buddy.
And I knew I had to talk to a stranger the next day as a buddy, and I remember curling up in a ball, and I just didn't want to do anything, and I just shook. I was like, oh, my God, I can't do this. But I made myself do it, and when I talked to Siobhan on the phone, she prayed with me, and she just, it was instant. It was like we were just suddenly best friends, and I'm so glad that I was able to do that, and she walked me through, and she could hear me on the other line. I would go, oh, my God, you know, and I was terrified. I was so scared. And then now, I was just thinking about it yesterday and today. I come in to do my calls, and they're there. I pick up the phone. I practiced my script a couple times because I did that once this week, and I messed everything up. when I made my calls without practicing, I'm going to do that again. Yeah. But I'm not scared anymore, and that's huge for me. It doesn't scare me at all. And when
so
people
your
say things
your
to
confidence
me,
is obviously way up, and you've gotten all kinds of reactions now, right?
Yeah, so I have. And people actually, I get people that want information now, and I really believe it's the reason they didn't want it before is they could hear my voice that I was terrified, and it was forced. And I was calling them, and I just sounded like this telemarketer that was doing her job, and they didn't want to have anything to do with me. And now it's like I'm a lot calmer. And on a couple of the videos, you'll see sometimes my voice will still get fast and I can hear it. And it's like, crap, I have to slow down. But in the beginning, I talk so fast sometimes I couldn't hear myself what I was saying. You know?
Oh, that's
but
too cute.
You guys have been a breath of fresh air to me. You've been an answer to prayer, and you have changed my life tremendously. I can't even put into words what you've done to change my life. You have no idea. I'm sorry.
Wow, no.
Hey.
This is magical.
If you'd like to try this and see what it does for you, go to cadavercallingchallenge.com, all together, just like it sounds. All right, talk to you soon. This is Kim Claver. Oh, almost forgot. If you'd like to connect with me, email me at kim@kimklaveracademy.com. That's K-I-M at Kim, K-I-M, K-L-A, V like Victor, E-R, Academy, A-C-A-D-E-M-Y.com. All right, talk to you soon.